FM and AM Winchester.
NASA gets a green light from the president to go ahead with a space station. The price tag's almost $11 billion. But this space station will be less ambitious than the one NASA had originally planned. Gone are advanced solar power generators, a satellite service bay, and large booms. The new blueprint includes two labs and living modules in four equipment parking areas. First component launched by the shuttle in mid-1994. Rotating crews to begin in early 96. Salvage crews have found a charred piece of the nose cone of that Atlas Centaur rocket that failed last week. Investigators say it looks like lightning struck the satellite rocket.
I'd like a little more time to look at some more data before I say that this lightning strike is somehow correlated with the failure. I think what I said on Monday I would rather stay with at the moment and leave it a little broader.
Disaster Review Board Chairman John Bussey. The FBI is conducting a criminal investigation of shuttle booster Morton Thiokol. The thrust to the probe is unknown since it's sealed in court documents of an ex-Thiokol employee who's suing the company. I'm Gary McKenzie on the United Stations Radio Network.